This is a voiceover sample for Anthony Pareko. A third type of research validity is external validity, which has to do with your conclusions applying to more people than just the ones you tested.
Tony, this is the demo tape for your voiceover gig.
Oh, shoot, my bad. I'm mixing up my recording sessions. This is Hometown Sounds. That's Hometown? Yes, it is. It's his Hometown Sounds. Welcome back to 2017 and Hometown Sounds, where we show you how DC rocks and sometimes do some voiceover work as well. But I'm Tony Pareko.
I'm Paul Vodra, and that was a song called Redundant Buzz by Furniture, and that is spelled F-U-R-N-I-T-E-U-R. Is that like the European
spelling? It's very
spelling?
European. Yeah. It's the Eurotrash. It's the Eurotrash IKEA.
Oh, I see. Yes. Furniture is Kevin Bailey and Brittany Sims, and they just got married recently. So congratulations to them. This is the first song we've heard from Furniture in a little while. They put out a Twin Peaks two-song tribute,
which they did a great job with. And we were thinking about playing that last summer, but we've had some issues with the copyright bots every now and again. And maybe Marco something Italian last name might get a little upset, or his lawyers.
Yeah, and we featured a song from their debut self-titled EP, which came out back in 2014. Kevin Bailey also plays in the synth pop band Brett, who are originally from DC and now based in LA.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we reported that Kevin and Brittany got married and that Brett's based in LA, but this song was recorded in DC at the PGR Studio A in Petworth. So, I mean, the thing is, there's only so much work we can do to bring you all the information on these artists without committing identity theft.
And we don't want to do that.
We don't. We're nice podcasters.
Exactly.
We ain't no fake news podcasters.
We give you the real news. This song also features John Alexander from the band Pleasure Curses.
Oh, man. Remember that song, Concrete? That was a sick one.
Yeah. Pleasure Curses, they are now based in Portland. They're another expat band. This single is from their forthcoming album, Perfect Lavender.
Release date TBA. I mean, this is a, you know, I guess none of our business to speculate about what's coming out and when and why.
Probably 2017. So we would like to wish you all a happy 2017. Our first podcast in the new year. So, Tony, how was your New Year's Eve?
Can't really tell you yet because we're recording this on the 26th. So we're in that purgatory or no man's land of between Christmas and New Year's.
Right.
Which actually, I listened to a podcast. I'm actually going to talk about some podcasts really quick. But there was a podcast by Jonathan Goldstein, an episode of Wiretap from several years back. And he talked about the afterlife, or that purgatory is essentially you have to do all the things you did in real life, but one task at a time for the duration that they would take up in real life, so that you have to go to the bathroom for like all of those hours once. You have to shave for all of those hours. But in terms of like work and stuff, I'm like waiting for things to happen. You know, like I could get to it right now, but everyone else is just like Christmas break, y'all.
Yeah.
Also, I want to tell you about some choice podcast moments that I've been listening to with all this holiday downtime.
Right.
There's a show I listen to called Sawbones, and it's a medical history show, and they also kind of like give you the science on things like chap lips or something. They had an episode entitled Santa's Sick, in which one of the co-hosts, who is an MD, discussed all of Santa's health risks. And like for instance, how he's got, you know, that twinkle in his eye so that maybe Santa's had cataract surgery.
Oh jeez.
Or like think about all those milk and cookies. Or, you know, he's making a list and checking it twice. Could that be an early sign of dementia? Mm. Or could Santa be OCD?
Well, yeah.
But anyway, you know, it starts off with the doctor being like, yeah, Santa, he has some health risks. And her husband co-host says, ho-ho sick?
Oh.
Which ho-ho is just the funniest name, like nickname for Santa ever. The other quick podcast moment that I liked a lot was I was listening to, this episode of WTF actually came out a couple of months ago, but it was kind of like a behind-the-scenes thing with Marc Maron and his producer, Brendan McDonald. And they were talking about how back in the day, when Marc Maron was doing some FM radio, he would call up his dad and have a conversation and not tell him that he was recording him on the air, and would ask him about what he thought of movies, like some new movies that he's seen. And he'd offer these very unintentionally off-color reviews like, yeah, that Hotel Rwanda was a real good shoot 'em up.
Oh my God. You know, people ask me like, oh, you make a podcast. What podcast do you listen to? And I listen to a bunch of like nerdy tech ones. And like Tony over here, he listens to such a strange cross set of what's going on in the podcast world. I feel like people need to ask Tony what podcast he's listening to, because they are freaking interesting. And all my podcasts are like 3 hours long per week. And so I can't keep up. I can't listen to any new podcasts. Tony is the one like, oh, I got to check out this one. I got to check out this one.
And they're usually well under an hour.
Yeah, I know. Like only my ones are so nerdy.
Yeah. And actually, I want to do some more holiday follow-up.
Yeah.
You remember for our holiday episode how we got a shout out from Firesider?
Yes.
About my, you know, like throwing one back.
Yep.
I was thinking about, because they said like, oh, we just really enjoyed this over in the Firesider office.
Right.
And I'm thinking about like, do you think they have a swear jar where every time that someone swears by accident, they have to take a shot of Firesider instead of like throwing a quarter in a bucket?
That could be bad for you if you do too many of those shots in one day.
Well, you're supposed to learn pretty quick.
That is true. That would teach you.
A swear-free workplace.
Much more than just giving up a quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, New Year's Eve. We got to talk about what we got going on.
Yeah. Well, let's hold on until we play another song.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yes.
Okay.
This is Tarika June. Me.
building with a water tank that everyone shares. I can't shower same time as the guy downstairs. This is my life, feels like musical chairs. It might not be a place to sit when the music ain't there. I know when paying my dues, no expense should be spared. Walk in the room and everybody looking me weird, like where were you? And I'm like, yo, I was at work. Studio time ain't free, bill collectors is jerks. The student loans sky high, that's the truth and it hurts to see them funds move out when I know all the work it took to make them. The way they take them's berserk. They want the graduate to end up in a button-up shirt under fluorescent lights, smile at folks you don't like, laugh at jokes that ain't funny just to make that money, just to make ends meet. Touching concrete, never grass, never sand, no sunlight. It can wreak havoc on the spirit of a person. The first step's recognition, the second is reversing those effects. Make life or make checks. The trade-off has got me so vexed. And this is my life. Feel like I never get it quite right. Feel like I never get it quite right. And this is my life. Feel like I never get it quite right. Feel like I never get it quite right. And this is my life. Grateful to just have insight, even if I never get it quite right. And this is my life. Grateful to have breath in my pipes, even if I never get it quite right. Still, the best advice my mama ever gave me, can't depend on no man, can't depend on nobody, gotta make your own plans. So my nose was in the books, but my head was in the stars. I was writing papers at the same time I'm writing bars. I was sitting up in class looking like I'm taking notes, when I'm really writing rhymes trying to get some better quotes. Better know that I still would do better than the rest on the test, but that still do nothing for my stress. The success means nothing if it's not what you wantin'. All of the dreams become the demons that you confrontin', and all of it seems to be beginning to just be shutting you down. Your motivation is shot, you don't be coming around. You feel like all that you got, that's understanding the pound of your heart when it knocks, is the words with the sounds, and it sounds so ludicrous when you say it out loud. Your parents like, what is this? You wanted them to be proud, and education is real, but it got nothing on love. You gotta do what you feel and put nothing else above, and step on out on that faith, give it all that it takes. Sit back and reap the rewards, these are the highest of stakes, stakes, stakes. And this is my life. Feel like I never get it quite right. Feel like I never get it quite right. And this is my life. Feel like I never get it quite right. Feel like I never get it quite right. And this is my life. Grateful to just have insight, even if I never get it quite right. And this is my life. Grateful to have breath in my pipes, even if I never get it quite right. Still I'm doing alright. 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 Still doing alright, still doing alright. Still I'm doing alright, still I'm doing alright. Still doing alright, I'm still doing alright.
Hip hop artist Tarika June with the track 4 Unit, parens My Life.
That was the first track from June's EP Stream of Consciousness Volume 1.5. That came out back in March of 2016.
Volume 1.5, how's that square up?
Here's the thing. The EP is a 5-song distilled and remixed version of June's free mixtape, which was called SOC, which stands for Stream of Consciousness.
Okay.
That came out back in September of 2014. Both are available on her Bandcamp. We featured the music video for this song back in December on the Hometown Sound site, if you like music videos with your songs. And also, the cool thing is that June puts all of her lyrics in the lyrics section of the song on the Bandcamp. And there's a lot of hip hop, a lot of rapping that goes fast. Like when you open up that lyrics page, there are a lot of lyrics to this song and a lot of songs. And so I really appreciate that she puts the lyrics up there, because there's a lot of times that I want to follow like what's going on. I'm not a good lyrics guy, but I appreciate the hard work that went into them. And I want to know like, what's the song about?
Well, I mean, we did have the benefit of a little bit of local blog media on this song, which is about her having a shared heated water system mm-hmm. with some neighbors. But it's cool that she's not having us run to like Rap Genius or something.
Which, you know, is not official. Could be right, could be wrong. So she is a lawyer and rapper. She was raised in DC and educated at Howard. Her songs reference DC a lot, which I really appreciate. You should definitely check out the single But Anyway, which is also on that EP. And there is a music video directed by June herself, which we featured, I think, back in June. And the song is really catchy, and it features some early 90s samples from Suzanne Vega and Erica B and Rakim. And I mean, we love that song. We would have played that song. But as we said, the copyright bots,
they're out
sometimes
there.
They give us troubles.
Would you say that the copyright bots, are they robots?
I think that they are not robots because they don't actually exist in real life.
Okay, you were telling me about this in respects to a podcast that sounds very digestible, actually.
It is. It is an opposite of the tech podcast that I listen to. It's called Robot or Not, and it's one of my favorite nerds, John Siracusa, talking about whether things are robots or not. And each episode's like a minute long. It's so great. I highly recommend that one.
Do you expect to see any robots on your New Year's Eve?
Yes, I might.
Wait, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
This is just trying to make an awkward segue to get back to us talking about New Year's Eve.
Here's the thing. I get to DJ occasionally. It's very fun. And I have some friends that put on shows and
you
they
could
like
be DJ occasionally.
That is kind of how I roll. DJ occasionally. It's probably a better name.
I was thinking DJ occasionally.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Occasionally.
No,
yeah, yeah, right.
Oh, or you could be like the Popeye's chicken, DJ occasionally.
Yes. So I have some friends that put on fun shows, and their main show now is a show called Elvis Birthday Fight Club. And this is topical because I believe that there will be some more outings of this show in early January, probably after we put out this podcast. So go check this out. And it is a burlesque show which features cartoonish fights between ridiculous characters, like for example Godzilla versus Diane Rehm, which
Whoa.
They did one. Yeah, it's great, and it's at the Gala Hispanic Theater in Columbia Heights. And for some reason, they are doing a special episode of this show on New Year's Eve. And they asked if I would DJ after the show. So like from midnight to 2 on stage, it's going to be me DJing a dance party with everybody coming and having a good time.
That's cool.
So it'll be fun.
Get your disco nap.
And as you listen to this, you can wonder how that went for me. And maybe we'll talk about that on the next episode. But what do you got up for New Year's Eve?
My plan actually is so much less glamorous than Elvis. Wait, what is it? Elvis?
Elvis Birthday Fight Club.
Elvis Birthday Fight Club. So for Christmas, I have an uncle who handed me an Olive Garden gift certificate. My girlfriend and her son are going to be getting back from Pittsburgh on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Oops, I burped. No. So one thing that's been kind of funny for me is that her 10-year-old son, I've introduced him to a whole lot of food items that his parents would not because they believe in having a healthy child.
Mm.
And I'm talking about things like Snickers ice cream bars and Choco Tacos.
Yes.
And to my knowledge, he has not had the experience of having been to an Olive Garden. So I think this New Year's Eve, I'm going to expose him to never-ending breadsticks and salad. At a greatly reduced rate.
Yeah. So you could just really like order like a small thing on the menu and just get the salad and the breadsticks coming at you
live. Is there an Olive Garden in DC proper? I don't know.
Also, free Metro after midnight.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
You should totally do that.
You should totally do that because that's going away. On local news.
I actually remember a long time ago, like in my early 20s when I was in a silly like Irish band, we heard that there would be free Metro. This is like the late 90s. We heard that there would be free Metro. And we were a very portable band because I had like a djembe drum and we had accordion and guitar. So we actually just went down to the Metro at midnight and got on the Metro and just started playing for the people on the Metro, which is not cool with the Metro
it's
people.
It's really not cool.
But there's really cool with the drunk people on the train. And they were having a blast until the conductor was like, you guys cut it out. So then we just went to another car on the train that did not have a conductor. And then we played for that.
Right on.
It was great.
Wow.
Highly recommended.
You bad boys.
So if you're in a band and you want to have like a fun time, like just get on the Metro and start playing for people.
You know, you're just contributing to the problem of like mariachi bands walking through subway cars with their hats out.
Right. I'm totally game for that. I'm totally game for that. Let's hear another song. Tony, who do we got next?
Next, we got Steven Redhead.
This one's for my friends. straight. No banner, we are the that makes it decent, but this ain't Atlanta. Can't disgrace my standards, my main race, no banner. You do not compare to a go down here. Better watch your mouth when you come around here. I done see some things that's being done out here. These niggas be on one out here. I'm trying to be the one out here. Welcome to Get Price, where them things go. Welcome to Get Price, where they stay low. Schemes and major things, trying to bubble, but that shit don't percolate. I'm from where a nigga steals a car in DC, driving right through South East. Ain't nobody heard a word for this. You do not compare to a go down here. Better watch your.
Yeah, yeah, we get it, we get it. Soul caliber, I'm the sole one with the caliber, conceptualized by a cool Marylander.
Welcome to Get Price, where them things go. Welcome to Get Price, where they stay low.
Welcome to Cap Heights, so says Steven Redhead. This is the lead-off track from Redhead's long-awaited debut EP, which is called Exactly, which has three X's. So type that in properly to the search field wherever you go to look for
or
this.
Or get as drunk as you need to be.
Just like the bunch of X's. He's confused people with his name.
I was confused with his name.
See, it's funny.
See, I thought he was going to be like a house or world 18th Street Lounge kind of business with a name like Steven Redhead.
Yes, but in fact, he is a black man with a shaved head, and that is actually his name.
See, I mean, I'm getting a little critical here, but I just think you need a stage name, brah. Like, well, you're just confusing.
Most rappers
you're
just do have stage
using the masses.
Yes. So the song was produced by Nature Boy. There is a fun music video for this, which is made by House Studio and Kim Shimwan for their $5 music video series. So you could check out that video on our website, of course, because we have all of the music videos on our site, because I love music videos. And in case you don't know, in case you were not listening to this song closely enough, Cap Heights is short for Capitol Heights, and it is just over DC's southeastern border in Prince George's County, and Redhead would like you to visit him there, according to the song. We've been loving Redhead for quite a long time. Way back in the day, in 2012, we did a top five music video countdown, and Redhead came in at number 4. On that countdown. So we've been featuring his music for quite a long time, and we're excited that his debut EP is finally out. And you could check that out on Spotify and other streaming platforms, or you could buy it on all the usual digital outlets.
That's cool. Going back about a sentence, speaking of music videos,
yeah.
Let's play a track from a band who had one that you considered most favorably this year.
That is correct. This is a song by American Television.
I got it.
Didn't miss as much in those minute and a half.
That was Explosions in the Sky, song from the band American Television.
Clever.
Yes, indeed. This was our pick for DC Music Video of the Year.
Which I just watched for the very first time, actually.
Tony's not as into music videos as I am.
No. Well, part of it is like having had employment for a few years, which involves me having to use ears a lot of the time.
Right.
As opposed to like a traditional office setting. You know, like I never developed that habit.
Right. I, of course, did. And I like to post a music video every day.
I like to slack during the work day. And
yes, indeed.
Watch a video and exactly. Post about it.
And when it's only a minute and a half long, that's easy.
Oh, yeah.
So you should definitely go watch that video, especially if you dug that song.
Unless you hate clowns, which lots of people do. I don't really have a problem with clowns so much. I think this is going to turn into a spinoff headline of podcaster Tony Parecco is a pedophile. Just because I'm okay with clowns, because he said he was okay with clowns.
Yeah. Well, the video came out in the summertime, and as Tony mentioned, it is all about a kind of a clown having a really bad day and people freaking out about it. And that was before this whole thing in the fall of the creepy clown scare of 2016, which was like a nationwide phenomenon that Time Magazine was reporting on, that there were all these creepy clowns that were going out in the world and scaring the hell out of people.
Yes, me. That's it wasn't even a news story. It was simply the reporting on the fact that people have dressed up as clowns occasionally to be creepy.
Yeah,
well, like that was my hot take.
A lot
on,
of other stuff going on in October, but people were kind of like, I've seen this shared on social media. People were getting freaked out, and so American Television presaged that.
I'm actually thinking about the time that you caught a mention to Hometown Sounds as a micro blog.
Yes,
and it made me think about this blog I subscribe to called Patch, mm-hmm. and they provide like headlines and email blasts and posts about things happening in your, you know, municipality. And right. I'm on the Silver Spring Patch.
Yeah.
And I just get things about like swastika penis drawn on middle school wall.
Yeah.
And Wow House sold for $1.3 million.
So that song was from American Television's EP that came out in 2016 called Reaction. It is five songs of some really glorious pop punk. They are playing a show on Saturday, January 14th at the Velvet Lounge with Rail Splitter and Washers. And that serves as a benefit for the Silver Spring Charity International Rescue Committee, which serves refugees, asylees, and victims of human trafficking and helps them rebuild their lives in our area.
Which has a bit of a relationship to the demographic from the next artist we're going to play, KPH.
That is true. The song is called Thorns.
Wherever I stand and wherever I fall.
Was Thorns by KPH, which are the initials and call sign for Kaylee Pruitt Ham. Now, okay, she's formerly of the band Wild Coast, who is a band that we featured last August, and there's a sad and touching, but ultimately inspiring story tied to her and this music. That is a track from her new EP entitled High From Pillows, and it's called High, as in the greeting, not getting stoned off of pillows.
Oh, God.
I really goofed that one up, didn't I, Paul?
Because what we count on you for, Tony.
Yeah, because she wrote and recorded most of this EP while lying down on pillows while undergoing medical treatment for late-stage Lyme disease, which she contracted from a bug bite while on a camping trip in West Virginia. So a bug bite turned into this terrible, debilitating, lifelong illness that she now has to work with, but while making some really, really incredibly beautiful music. You can support her on her Patreon page, which if you're familiar with podcasts, you might know Patreon is a place where you can support things like Kickstarter.
Also ongoing things.
Yes.
Like Patreon is like an ongoing support page, which is really, really awesome.
Yep. So that track, she's now based in Seattle, but she recorded it here with some former bandmates in Wild Coast, Connor Whelan and Sam Price Waldman, in addition to Kelly Cervic of the band Near Northeast, which is real cool. And they did that at the Lighthouse Recording Studios with Peter Larkin in the Delray neighborhood of Alexandria. And Peter Larkin, if we were going to do a best of list, I would rank him as a most in-demand producer for 2016.
Definitely.
For DC artists. That would be a very niche list, wouldn't it, Paul?
Yes.
Yeah. And going back to her Patreon, supporting her on Patreon is currently the only way you can get that EP, which is sort of a gift to you for contributing to her. It'll be available at a lot more usual digital retailers by the early bits of February. And the URL for KPH's Patreon page is patreon.com/KPH.
Very, very cool story. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast, the first one for 2017. So please follow us on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's at Hometown Sounds. The website is hometownsoundsdc.com. You can find the podcast there. You can find music videos there. Occasionally we do other stuff. Who knows? But you should check that out. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. Write us and let us know what you think of our stuff and what else we should be covering in the area. But really, the important thing is to support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music
and seeing them play live
and supporting their Patreons and whatever else you can do, because that's really, really important. And strangely enough, like we put this episode together and the last three songs are all benefit related in a way. And that was really just accidental. This last song is by Super Silver Haze. And in between the words in that band, there are exclamation points. So it's all craziness. This song is called The Fastest Way From Here to There Is Not a Straight Line.
That's really challenging some, you know, elementary geometry.
Well, it's about traffic, I guess you could say, in D.C. Like, you know, like.
Ooh, did you just come up with that, or is that based on?
I kind of did. I was just like, yeah, sometimes like to get from my house to your house, you got to go like kind of way up the beltway and, you know.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway.
Man, that's like a Waze slogan for the app, you know.
This is the last track on the 40-song compilation that just came out from Versus Records, which is called Code Red, an international compilation to benefit the ACLU.
And you got to give us props for our guiding you towards the last song, because you might not get there on your own.
There's a lot of songs. This is $5 for 40 songs, and 100% of the proceeds go to the American Civil Liberties Union. You know, there's been a lot of social media posts and reaction to the election about how you can try to be positive and how you can try to support things. And the ACLU is like at the top of the list of charities. I have already given money to the ACLU. I have already received my little membership card. I've already put it up at work to make my own little personal statement about what I believe and what I think is important. But I'm totally going to buy this too, because why not? And there's a freaking ton of music. DC musicians represented on this compilation included The Orchid, Time is Fire, Lost Civilizations, and more. The song we picked is by Super Silver Haze, which Google told me is a strain of marijuana. I did not know that. And when I took out the word marijuana from the Google search results, I discovered that it's a new band featuring Doug Kallmeyer, a.k.a. Dub Pixel, and Brendan Canty, who you may know from bands like Deathfix, Garland Devours, Rites of Spring, and Oh Fugazi. Probably have heard of them before. This song is 10 minutes long. We put it at the end for that reason. So strap in, get ready to chill out. This is some really beautiful stuff. This whole compilation was assembled by Kallmeyer and Dave Harris from Versus Records. They have been doing some pretty cool stuff. They put out an album earlier this year by Dominguez and Kane, which featured the viola da gamba instrument.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And I saw them at one of those MLK Library Friday noontime shows, which was really awesome. So, and they have a couple of other compilations of stuff that the label has been putting out and is into. So they're definitely a label to add to your Bandcamp following page. They probably have an email list. They have a Facebook page. Check all that stuff out. There's so much to check out.
Paul, I want you to do a meetup, like a meetup.com meetup.
Yeah.
Of people who use Bandcamp obsessively like you. Let's see who shows up.
There's so much to do with Bandcamp. I'm such a huge Bandcamp fan. It has really changed the world of the music that we cover here. We hope you enjoy this. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Paul.
And we'll see you next time.